Chris Cook is executive director of the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts. While originally from Florida, Chris found his college education in Chicago, majoring in art history theory and criticism. Professional stops in Sioux City, Kansas City, and Salina, Kansas art museums eventually led him to Miami, but the Midwest beckoned.
The sirens of the Missouri River called me back to this part of the country, and I accepted the job at the Bemis Center as the executive director, and I've been there almost 11 years.
What was it about the Midwest art scene that brought Chris to Omaha and has him still here after 11 years? Chris says Omaha has an advanced art sector and a philanthropic community willing to donate. It helps that the Bemis Center is a unique venue in the art world.
Bemis is a very rare breed. It is kind of a cultural unicorn here in Omaha on many different levels. One being it's 46 years old and it was founded by four artists, which in our world, in contemporary art and arts institutions, that is kind of rare. And the organization over the years has evolved and responded to the needs of artists and to the needs of this community. And it's a really interesting place to experience because it is both a site of production where art is being researched, art is being made, but it is also a site of presentation.
Chris considers the Bemis Center to be very responsive to the evolution of contemporary art.
One of the, I think, the most kind of viable, fascinating things about Bemis Center is that it, to remain relevant, it needs to be responsive. And wherever artists are going, Bemis is right there with them because we spend a lot of resources every year to support artists and make sure that they have a platform in Omaha, Nebraska to share their ideas and their creative output.
Chris believes that the creative output of artists is critical for our society.
Art in all its forms, whether it's writing, performance, manifested in a photograph or a painting, I think art is critical to our understanding as a species, our understanding of our environment. And it allows us to communicate with each other as humans and to see the world through a different perspective. And that allows us to be challenged, to think, and to build community with each other on ideas that are very relevant to our time, whether they be socioeconomic or cultural. And without the arts, I think our lives would be very bleak.
Chris says he has always been engaged with the arts, describing it as a lifestyle, not a career.
It had always centered on being close to who I believe are some of the world's most important problem solvers, and that's an artist. And from undergrad all the way through present day, I have found myself in the very privileged position of being close to artists, being in a place to support them, and I've never looked back.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Michael Hilt.